Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and I am thrilled to have a new person in my life. I've met her online before, but I met her in person recently. Vivianne is Winter Israel, and we were on the Influencers Cruise together, and it was great to get to spend time with her and get to know her a little bit, and now so do you. And today, we're going to talk about the two-minute stress reset. Vivianne, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for the invitation, Jennifer. I truly appreciate it. Now, I not only get to see you in person, I get to be on your podcast. That's so cool.
All the things. And how did you get into this whole stress reset? Because I like to do things fast. I'm not really into a two-hour meditation. I'm just a little too jumpy for that, I guess. And we did a little bit of this on the cruise, so I cannot wait to share this with the audience.
Well, so great. Well, actually, I have been doing some true self-care since a very nasty breast cancer diagnosis that I received. And I handled that so much better than an physical injury that had happened 11 years prior. And I didn't really know why. Didn't understand why. And eventually I figured out what it was. It was a particular audio technology I had been using daily for 8 months. Not for self-care, but to improve my memory retention and brain function. But when I started looking deeper into that, I discovered what it was really doing. Besides elevating executive function of the brain, it was also calming the areas that have to do with procrastination, stress, and impulsive behavior. And I handled that bad cancer diagnosis so much better than my poor handling of a life-altering injury several years earlier. So I got to find more of this. I got to find more of this stuff. So I started looking for more self-care tools, and I have collected six over the last 20 years. But now I am retired, been a critical care nurse for almost 50 years, and some first responder. But I also want to write stories for children. But with pandemic, that what those stories were, how they were, needed to change. And I also wanted a teacher-parent resource guide. And in looking to teachers for what they would like to have in such a guide, I discovered what a horrific situation they have been in since the pandemic. And I thought, well, I have two of these that actually take only 2 minutes. That should be good for teachers. Well, one of them was a little bit, had lots of different parts to it, and you're doing different things, and people aren't going to do that in front of other people. But I put together some things from a collective of my mentors, and then that having to do with neurochemical triggers so that you can influence your brain's chemistry when you're in the moment of stuff instead of just what your environment is throwing at you at the time. And paired that with the fastest mind-body shift I'd ever experienced, get you someplace within a couple of minutes that usually takes people months, sometimes even years to get to. So a true self-care tool to get a meditative shift doesn't have to take, you know, an hour and a half. You don't have to turn into a pretzel. You don't need to do oddball things in front of people, because I started this for teachers. It applies for humans, and I just released a course for teachers, a self-care development program, but I have also built that for regular folks. But in the moment, I'm focusing on teachers. But the thing is They need something that they can do in little bitty slivers of time. They don't have the margins of time many of others of us have. You know, even if we're working a crazy busy job, maybe it'll be a little. So if it'll work for teachers, it'll work for anybody. And so I built that into a self-care development program because now there's even at least one school district in Southern California that is requiring them to do self-care, but they're not giving them the time and they're not subsidizing it for them. So they need something they can manage. So hence the teacher's stress eraser experience. It's my 2-minute thing, but combined into actually developing a self-care development program. Because when I offered it as a 3 30-minute master class, because teachers can't deal with a whole hour being with somebody, they weren't getting enough of it. They weren't getting enough of it. You can shift, but there's so many people that can't let go of focusing on the breathing. People keep saying focus on this or empty your mind. Well, those two things don't really happen. You can't really just empty your mind. Your little monkey brain still going on like this. And focusing on your brain, on your breathing, you're still in here. What you need to do is get out of your thinking mind and into your feeling body. And boing, when you do that, it's like stress be bye-bye. Oh, this is nice, but you need to kind of prep your body to get there. So I think that no one should have to go through a life crisis or be stuck in persistent stress. It's just, we don't have to. So why put yourself through that if you don't have to? Find one of these little shorter versions of stress release that you can do for yourself. And it is not selfish. It's the foundation of taking the best possible care of your loved ones, your children, your students, your patients, business partner, life partner, coworkers. When you show up better for yourself, you show up better for everyone else that you come in contact with. And I truly believe that this, if we each take true care of ourselves, we can collectively be the tiller tab that re-navigates what's going on in our global society back towards something that has to do with more kindness, less destruction, a better world for us.
Oh my gosh, I love this. And I had to fly to LA to get on the cruise with you. And then I was back, I don't know, a week, 2 weeks, and got on a plane and flew to New York City for an event. And it started with leaving Oklahoma City, and I was supposed to fly to Chicago. And I got to the airport here in Oklahoma City, and I check in and I get to my gate. And my flight's been delayed, not much, like 20 minutes, no big deal. But I look at my connection and it was like, okay, this is not looking good. So I walked up to the desk and very calmly, very nicely said, this flight's delayed by 20 minutes, no big deal. But I don't know if I'm going to make my connection in Chicago. And she looked at it and she went, yeah, no, you have to change terminals in Chicago. And Chicago's a big airport. And she was like, yeah, you're never going to make your connection. She changed my connection through Charlotte. But instead of getting in at 8, I got in at midnight, or well, 11, and then to the hotel at midnight. Okay, no big deal. It's just, you just go with it. And I know people who would have lost their minds over that. But when you get on a plane, they tell you if something happens and they lose pressure, an oxygen mask will drop and put yours on before you help anyone else. So, being in a career as a teacher, you're always doing for everybody else. But if you don't stop and put that oxygen mask on, you're going to freak out when there's a detour. On my way home, I was sitting there eating breakfast at JFK. Getting ready to get on my flight, and I get a notification my flight's been delayed by 20 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
So I call and I said, what am I to do? And they're like, yeah, you're never going to make that. We literally landed at 3:14 and the next plane was at 3:15. Obviously, that's not going to
Not gonna
happen.
happen.
And I was like, okay, so what do we do? She said, well, you have to spend the night. And I, because there were no other flights from JFK or LaGuardia. And I said, okay, I want a hotel. And she goes, okay, when you land in Charlotte, you'll have to stand in line to get a hotel. And I went, oh, no, I don't stand in line with those crabby people. There's got to be another way. So it took like four more phone calls, but I finally got a very nice woman named Christy, by the way, with American Airlines, and she put me up in a beautiful Hilton, and I landed in Charlotte. I got on the shuttle. I went to the hotel. I had dinner. I mean, great night's sleep. All's well with the world. But when you have those situations happen and you go to that immediate stress, fight or flight, this is a problem, you're not going to make enough phone calls to get to the right person.
No.
You're just
And
going to keep being frustrated for no
right.
reason.
Exactly. And they're not going to be able to respond to you. Well, I mean, because you put all that cat toenails out in the world at them, and it's going to be hard for them to warm with you and try to help things come go better for you. It is just, it's, we need to do this for ourselves. When we do it for ourselves, we show up so much better for everyone else. And when we are trying to continue to give from an empty or nearly empty cup, you know about the little dregs at the bottom of stuff, they're not so cool. And that, yeah, so what you're trying to continue to give out from your little dregs at the bottom can be a little toxic. It's not really you. And for in the realm of anyone's life, business, being out there, that's not good. And then for our teachers to our kids, well, that's not good. That doesn't bode well for the kids. It doesn't bode well for the teachers that are left because so many leaving the profession and fewer coming in. Doesn't bode well for society either. So the best thing we could do for everyone out there is take true care of ourselves first. Because like you said, you need to put the oxygen mask on you first. So if it was an elderly person or your little critter, your youngster that's, you know, squirreling around, you waste time, you waste oxygen trying to get them aligned with what they need, and then you may not have enough oomph to take care of you, and then where does that leave them? And I used to buck that. I'm a mom, I'm a nurse. I'm putting my daughters on first, and then I'll take care of me. It took me a while to get why they were doing that, which is embarrassing, but that's the truth. But you
Well,
really do.
it is so critical, and multiple geniuses out there have shared this in different ways, but you have an event and you respond to it, and then there's an outcome, and your response to the event is what drives the outcome, and you've got this little tiny window between the event and your response to show up like, the truly evolved human being that you are or can be.
Can be.
And that's when, if you've done all these stress relief techniques,
Yes.
you take that beat.
Yes, you take that beat and it shows up for you. Because that was the interesting thing with the cancer deal, because I got this icky phone call at work. No preamble, just your biopsy shows you have metastatic breast cancer. We need you to make an appointment with a doctor. Okay, well, I could get called out in the next 2 minutes. I was doing, you know, emergency response stuff. So, oh, it's difficult. And I was surprised at how well I responded to that. But it was because I had been doing this. So that made a difference. It was now just showing up. It had become baked into my DNA. It's part of my own operating system. And just knowing about something. He said, "Oh yeah, I know about that." Well, knowing about Latin, that it's a language, doesn't help you understand it or speak it. Same with self-care. You know that it's there, and yeah, well, if when I feel like I think I might need it, I can do that. It won't function for you the same way. You find something you resonate with now, and practice it so that it will be there for you when you need it, and doesn't have to be long and drawn out. There are those little ones that only take a couple of minutes.
Well, and I love the couple of minutes because, like, I'm never going to be that monk that meditates for hours on end. Like, I'm just not going to do it. But I love that something quick and easy can be so powerful. And in this day and age, it's like people are in one of two camps. Either if you don't do an hour, 2 hour thing, it's worthless, or I'm not going to do it at all. Like, those seem to be the camps that I keep encountering. But the reality is, for the day-to-day normal everyday person that is juggling life and career, man, doing something in just a couple of minutes can just make all the difference in the world. So is this something we can walk through here? Or because I mean, obviously, if somebody is driving while they're listening to this,
Yeah, don't do that
don't do that. That like
now.
wait.
Listen to the recording later.
Go if get to this point. But like, can you give us a little taste, I guess, is what I'm looking for.
Certainly, I can give you a little taste because what we really need to do, there are neurochemical triggers that I put in my little 2 minute thing ahead of that mind body shift. And so the first neurochemical trigger is to actually drop your shoulders. We all have a tendency to have them kind of somewhere, not as low as they could be. Some of us are, actually like this. But
They're at your ears.
if when you drop your shoulders, you tell your brain that you're safe. Now, that's a big thing for a lot of people. And when you're actually doing it, try to recheck your position later on. But just think about dropping your shoulders, just hanging your arms as far as the side. That way, if you're not resting your elbows on something, then you don't have half a little glitch up here already going on. So just drop your arms to your side, let them hang. You're telling your body you're safe. If you can relax your forehead, that's the second piece. Relax your forehead. And that tells your body that you are relaxed. A lot of us carry tension in our forehead. That's why we have those little 11 marks between our eyebrows.
I got this. I won that award.
Got this. Yes. So if you do that, it also signals your brain that you are relaxed. Now, I also put in there to relax your jaw. That's not a really a neurochemical trigger, but a lot of people carry tension in their jaw, so they'll just drop it or help. And the next one is kind of it's tr a tricky one. You want to put just a little bit of a smile, just the edges of your mouth, not a like this, just a barely the little corners of your mouth kind of go up and crinkle your eyes just a little bit. Because when you do really a full smile, your eyes kind of crinkle just a bit. But if you get just the little edges of your mouth and think on getting the little crinkle in your eye. So that one can be a little tough to get used to. But that kind of tells your body something between you're at peace or you're happy. There's conflicting ideas on that one. But it's a nice place. So you're safe, you're relaxed, you unwind your jaw, and you're in a nice place. And then you just feel your breath. Feel it going into your body, to the back of your hand, down and into your lungs, and feel it as it comes back. Now, this is, you can work at that for, within a couple of minutes, but practicing is what makes the difference. Practicing is what brings these things together. The purpose of feeling the breath instead of focusing on it, when you're really feeling it, and I say try to feel it go across the little top of the Cupid's bow at the up your lip, if you feel it there and feel it go in and down, and you just everything starts letting go. And that's when you're come out of your thinking mind and you've gotten into your feeling body. And there's also two little up levels you can do with that. So doing that whole experience, the self-development program will teach you how to do these things and then how to up level so that you can do those. Build up, increase your response, the length of time you feel like, oh wow, this is good. And ongoing after the program. But this will release the stress. Instead of just being something you're trying to release stress, you'll actually feel it go. And then it refreshes your mental clarity, and it will also end up refreshing your energy.
I love this so much, Vivian.
I'm glad.
This is so great. So for the audience, and we'll drop this in the show notes, Vivian has an amazing gift for you, and that's the six most powerful self-care tools. So she's just given us several things we can do quickly and easily, and even if you're driving a car, you can kind of drop your shoulders a little bit. You can kind of smooth your forehead a little bit.
Yes, you can work all the neurochemical parts of it, but you don't want to be just shifting into feeling your breath because then you're not going to
No.
pay attention to anything. When you're driving, you do need to focus. Please focus.
Focus on your driving. Like, yes.
Yeah.
Step one, pay
Yeah.
attention to what you're doing, whatever it is. Pay attention to what you're doing. This has been a great conversation. I love your free gift. I can't wait to get it. Again, it will be in the show notes.
Yes.
Now look at the show notes while you're driving.
Yes.
And this is just so much fun. What a great way to kick off my morning. So, as we're wrapping it up, do you have any final words for the audience?
Yes. Give yourself permission to take true care of yourself. True self-care, and I'm not talking mani-pedis and spa. I'm not talking me time. I'm talking true self-care. It's not selfish. It's the foundation for taking the best possible care of your loved ones as well as yourself. And if you need permission, you can go to my website. I'm a registered nurse. I've got nurse's orders for you. Gives you permission. You're covered. Permanent refills. You're all good.
The nurse's orders, you
Yeah.
need to have self-care.
Yes.
I love it. Thank you, Vivian, for being here. It's been such a pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you again.
I look forward to seeing you again and thank you for the interview, Jennifer. I greatly appreciate it. Bye-bye.
I'm Jennifer Takagi with Destined for Success, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.